text to 52353. So you can text in to us. It's the last thing you sent to anybody. Whatever it was, just put it in quotes so we know.
Yeah, send some in.
And yeah, we like new ones.
Yeah.
And I keep the list and everything, so we may use yours in the future. So just put in quotes whatever you sent to anybody. And sometimes they can be as simple as yup and nope. And it may speak to us in a certain way.
We'll be able to make it work.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we try to create a story around your text and fill in the blanks of where it all went down and everything. So name and town so we can shout you out as well whenever possible. And the only thing I can't figure out right now, Antoine, is does Monica go second or last in this?
With her old country song?
She got some country love.
I go second in case it's terrible.
But if it's terrible, then we just need to power everything down and walk away.
There's so much force behind that.
Yeah. So, and Monica, your text is a lengthy one because it's
long.
I think I'll ask for her name and number and give her a call on speakerphone so that way I can record it. Say, I'm the owner of the car you hit with a shopping cart. Give me some money so I don't have to call your insurance.
That's the whole song.
Uh-huh. That's the whole song. Yes.
You just said the song, Zach.
Next.
Sure. You know what? That text is the song.
Spoken
right there.
Word so anthem a, is what it was.
That's why I said it could be trash.
It could be. Anyway, it may be. Antoine. Yes. What is your text again? I forgot to put it in the list.
It is, why are your kids so weird, from Cindy and Roanoke.
Okay. And mine is from the 434. It says, we are at your place watching Dr. Pimple Popper. So we're going to go with that. I know.
That's going to be nasty. Yeah, it's going to gross me out. I can already feel it.
Yeah, because that show is vile.
It's going to gross me out.
All right. Well, let's get that one out of the way first, then, right, shall we? And then we'll trail on down the mountain and see what we have. So I'll go first today and sing your last text. Again, the text is, we are at your place watching Dr. Pimple Popper. And I believe we are going to go down that old town road. Thank you very much. Here we go. Sing your last text. Yeah, we're at your place watching Dr. Pimple Popper, and there's no way to stop her. We're at your place watching Dr. Pimple Popper, and there's no way to stop her. Got this pimple on my back. Weird flap is attached. Liquid in the sack, and the head is kind of black. Pimple pop, of course. She's driving a Porsche. This show is all nasty, and my eyeballs feel all scorched now. I would rather go watch nothing. Cause this show's disgusting. I would rather go watch nothing. Cause this show's disgusting. We're at your place watching Dr. Pimple Popper, and there's no way to stop her. We're at your place watching Dr. Pimple Popper, and there's no way to stop her.
That was disgusting.
I kind of want to watch, though.
It's the worst car show on television.
It is the worst show on television.
And I mean that. I'm not exaggerating. It's not hyperbole. That is the most terrible show ever in life.
I agree.
But they also have a toe doctor, too, show.
Okay, that's the second
I would take
show.
A toe doctor over pimples being popped any day of the week.
I'll tell you what, it makes me feel good about the fact that I watch other people play poker against each other on television.
That's a much better show.
It's a way better show. Third worst show. It's the third worst show on television. Oh, boy. All right, Monica says she would like to go second in case it sucks. So,
yeah, that's a possibility.
Again, it's a text from the 540. I think I'll ask for her name and number and give her a call on speakerphone so that way I can record it. Say, I'm the owner of the car you hit with a shopping cart. Give me some money so I don't have to call your insurance.
Yeah. That was a lot. I know you ran out of breath.
That is a lot.
Is this to Busta Rhymes?
I know, right?
To do like a Sean Paul song so you can just go, see, I put it all in there. It was perfect. All right, Monica has requested... I love this. Is one of the goofiest country
Scotty
songs.
McCreary.
Well, it's really Josh Whoever. Turner is the person who sang it. But
Josh Turner.
Yeah. Monica remembers it as the song Scotty McCreary sang for his audition on American Idol 50 million years ago. And it's called Your Man, or as Monica calls it, Baby Lock Them Doors. That is the song.
Yes.
Here on your K92 morning thing. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to grab a fly.
Feels like karaoke.
Yeah. Square dance around each other. Get yourself a Miller Lite.
I think it kicks in here in a minute.
It does. It's coming right now.
I saw it.
I think I'll ask her for her name and number and give her a call on speakerphone.
Oh.
So that way I can record it. Say I'm the owner of the car you hit. What happened to the music? Did you no. just turn my music
no,
off?
No, that's what
no,
it
it's
does.
There.
That's the
same. Oh. Oh. I'm the owner of the car you hit.
With a shopping,
with the shopping cart. Give me some money so I don't have to go blue.
Perfect.
Blah,
perfect.
Blue, blue, blue. I told you it could be trash.
I love it. It's some good trash.
Did you stop my music?
You know what they say? One man's trash is another man's this.
I heard a pause. I said, oh, no. They just stopped the music on me.
No, that's the beat drops right, out for emphasis.
It was either that or God hit pause.
I'm not sure. Any other one. I don't know. I mean, I appreciate it. It's a good story.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Did you stop my music? I was not finished.
See, Monica's used to getting shut off
about
karaoke.
That.
That's why.
No, not this again. Don't you dare.
Sorry about that. My apologies.
Oh, that was perfect.
Never last call at 9:47.
Let me stick my mic back and have a seat.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Yeah, and that. Actually, Antoine, in today's world, it is last call at 9:47.
Sure now.
It kind of is.
That's funny.
All right, Antoine.
All right, little hippity hop.
To the barbershop.
Yes.
That's how we roll. Text again is something about weird kids.
The text is from Cindy in Roanoke. Why are your kids so weird?
All right. To the tune of Nelly's Underlay.
We'll see what happens here.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Sing it last text.
We got a little bit of a lead up.
That's good.
Give you time to turn your music up.
Run away.
Forget what just happened. We're almost there.
Good. Take a sip of your beverage.
Turn my music off! All right, almost there. Is you ready?
Yes, we is.
Here we go. Why your kids so weird, mama? I really gotta know. The children are screaming and just rolling on the floor. The lack of home training is starting to show. Can you please grab your stuff because it's time for you to go? Who know? I know. To tell you where the exit is, it's right by the door. Don't walk up on it slow and keep your head real low. And hurry up and go. And if you didn't hear the first time, I tell you some more. Yeah, it's like that. I don't want to hear that y'all are coming right back. I don't really have the time for all the whining and crying or the screaming and lying. I'm dying to get you out of here, no fussing and fighting. I'm telling who that is, badass kids being a trip. Somebody probably mad because they dropped their chips. The morning thing crew dropping hits like this. Should we apologize? Screw it, just leave them pissed. Hey!
Hey, there you go.
Oh!
Yeah, you know. It wasn't quite on the level of Monica's song. But
I understand. It was a high bar.
Stop it.
I was shooting for the moon. You know, I did what I could.
You know what it is? Because we're all in that same dive bar together. And Monica is, she's one with the people in that dive bar. And they're like, that's my girl right there. And then Show Off comes into the dive bar.
Uh-huh. Yep, has his own mic.
I'm Show Off. My own mic in the case.
Has his own mic.
They're like, he ain't even a regular here. Where did that boy come from? He's just hopping town to town.
I just go touring. Karaoke style.
Trying to win $20 at every karaoke-a-thon in town.